Good afternoon, and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're going to be discussing a recent case involving British Airways and a significant fine related to health and safety issues. Claire Burrows and Thoron Govind from Brabner's law firm have shared some important details with us.
Right, Daniel. So the fine was over £3.2 million, correct?
That's right, Emma. The incidents happened at Heathrow Airport in 2022 and 2023. Baggage handlers fell from mechanical platforms due to a lack of fall protection.
Wow, that is so concerning. What exactly happened to the workers?
One worker fell 1.5 metres and sustained a back injury and a head wound. The other fell 3 metres and suffered a brain hemorrhage and multiple facial fractures. Both required extensive medical treatment.
I see, and British Airways admitted to the breaches.
Yes, they admitted to 2 breaches of the Health and Safety at Work Act. The judge said the incidents were foreseeable and preventable.
So, what is the legal framework here? What exactly did they breach?
The Health and Safety at Work Act requires employers to ensure the safety of their employees. British Airways failed to provide proper fall protection, which is a clear breach of this duty.
Right, and what are the broader implications of this case?
Falls from height are the leading cause of fatal injuries in the UK. In 2023-24, 50 out of 138 fatalities were from such incidents. This case highlights the need for proactive safety management.
So, what can employers do to prevent such incidents?
Employers must carry out thorough risk assessments, implement protective measures, provide training, and maintain safe systems of work. Simple measures like guardrails and harnesses can make a big difference.
And what does the HSE recommend?
The HSE provides guidance and support to manage these risks. They emphasise that fall from height risks are well understood and can be prevented with proper measures.
This case seems to be a wake-up call for many employers.
Absolutely, employers can't afford to be reactive. They need to proactively manage risks, especially in high-risk sectors like aviation and logistics.
And what does Brabner's recommend for organisations?
They advise seeking advice early to check the efficacy of health and safety frameworks. Their team includes former HSE prosecutors and provides practical training and incident management services.
That's very helpful information. Listeners, remember to reach out to the contacts provided if you need guidance on health and safety issues.
Thank you for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Join us next time for more updates on the aerospace industry.
Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.